if everyone has found their place in their seat. So, at Heartstrings this year, what we did something a little bit different as we were actually teaching the songs. So we had all the men actually to stand in a circle and to learn their parts in that circle. And what we noticed this year, one, they picked up the parts faster, and there was a bond between those guys that we had never seen before, just because they were singing with each other, they were facing each other, they had a chance to smile and sing the song to each other, because the oxytocin was flowing and the guys were bonded, right? Bromance, right? It's going in a good way, right? So when we think about that, that's one of the ways that God has created us. And it's interesting when you look at the research. When you look at the research, it shows that people who actually sing in choral groups, when they measure, if you want to call it their outlook on life, it surpasses most of other people, I think, by 65% or something like that, just from being together, singing, and the music, interesting, was like choral or worship music. It elevated their whole outlook on life from being together to singing those together. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to put you in this formation as we go to the next part. So why would the Holy Spirit record that we should sing new songs to the Lord? So we see it, of course, in Psalms, sing songs to the Lord. We see it in Isaiah, and we see it in Deuteronomy, where the Lord's like, sing new songs, and he even gives them one, a new song to sing. So although the Father, Son, and Spirit do not change, God is a God of creativity. God is a God of variety. Look at all the stuff that he's created. Look at, no one person here looks exactly the same. Our God is a God of creativity and variety. And because we are created in that image, it's also the same with us. So they want us to mix it up a bit. That's pretty much what they're asking us to do. So now this is interesting when we talk about music. So God created your brain in such a way that if you play the same music over and over and over again with no break, no variety, the brain treats the music as usual. In other words, I know what's coming up next. And those neurotransmitters are not released, right? So if that song that we just, it can get old for you. Not just because you sing it over and over, but because you're not bringing the creativity and variety that comes with that song. In other words, every time I sing that song, if there's something in my life I've sinned and I bring that to that song each time, that song will never get old. Because I'm bringing variety to it. Because this week as I'm singing Father, I have sinned, it's something that I did to somebody else. Next time I sing Father, I sinned, maybe it's some words that I said to Adam that I shouldn't have said. The variety is coming in, so the song never gets old. Now anybody know what that says? Good times are here again. So why does the Holy Spirit record that we should sing new songs? Your heart relationship with God should be one that is not stagnant, right? In other words, the scripture says that our relationship be renewed day by day. So if my relationship is being renewed, why would I be singing the same song all the time? Wouldn't I be singing something new that's going to express the relationship I have with God at that time in my life? Or wouldn't I be singing it in such a way that's going to express the relationship that I have with God? The relationship I had with God 10 years ago is different than the relationship I have right now. I've grown a little bit more. I've trusted him a little bit more. So now maybe when I sing that song or sing a song, it means even more to me because of what he's brought me through it and where I've been, because the relationship is changing. So this is the cool thing about the way that God has created music. Music is practically never lost. Never lost. In other words, it's in the brain somewhere. So when they're working with Alzheimer's patients, dementia patients, they come in and they can't remember your name, and you start singing a tune, and they join in with you. Because the music stays for some reason. And they're starting to realize and understand what they think is that music is the last thing that leaves your brain when you die. Now, I don't know if that's cool to you, but for me as a Christian, If music is the last thing that leaves my brain and now I'm given to go to a place where I get to sing forever, that's awesome. What a reward. The last thing that leaves will be the thing that I get to go into for eternity. And so for me with TBI, traumatic brain injury, I lost a lot of stuff in the accident, but for some reason the music is still there. So I can relate to that about music and how God has created it. Now this is what that actually says. See, this is the thing when we talk about boredom and dying. The brain, if it thinks that it's seen it before, it will automatically throw in and fill in the patterns that it thinks that are there, even though they may not be there. So when we're talking about creativity, when we're talking about variety, we're talking about those keys for worship. All right, God and science, and this is review, and we've already covered that. All right, so the brain looks for patterns even if they're incorrect. So if you don't give it new patterns, the neurotransmitters, of course, are not going to be released. And, you know, a lot of times we sing the song and say, oh, it just keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going. And you've got to learn how to add the creativity and variety to that song. That song needs to be something new to you each time that you sing it. So the song I'm going to teach you, you guys know Prince of Peace? You are holy? Okay, I'll take that as what that is. So this song is going to be a song. It's going to be sung in a key, whatever, with a megahertz, which is going to release more adrenaline, more dopamine in your system. You might notice your blood pressure might rise a little bit, right? Don't have a heart attack, please. Blood's going to be redirected, those different type of things. But it's going to give you more of that upbeat in the song that we just sang. So I'm going to teach it to you first, and I think this is the best way to teach it, because what I want you to realize is that you have the ability to do this. Because there's no sheet music to this. And a lot of times when I do this at congregation, people are like, oh no, there's no sheet music. What are we going to do? And the reality is most of them can't read the sheet music in the first place. Okay. So what I want you to do, I want you to think of sometimes singing as faith from the perspective of maybe you can't see it, you can't see the notes, but it's still there. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes in our singing, we get nervous, oh, okay, I can't hit that note, that's okay, right? Even though you can't see it. All right, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start with the guys first, because ladies, pretty much you're just gonna echo. So I'm gonna teach the guys their part first, and then we're gonna come and then we're gonna teach the ladies. And I think this congregation is a congregation, so that's what I'm going to do. The song is in F, but I think you guys are an E congregation. We'll find out. All right, so guys, I'm just going to sing that first part. Listen to it, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to have you sing it with me. It goes like this. You are holy. You are mighty. You are worthy. Worthy of praise, I will follow, I will listen, I will love you all of my days. One more time. You are holy, you are my.
Worthy of praise.
You are Lord of lords, you are King of kings,
You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel, you're the great I am. You're my Prince of Peace, who is the Lamb. You're my living God, you're my saving grace. You will reign forever, you are Ancient of Days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and Friend. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
One more time. Okay.
You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel, you're the great I am. You're my Prince of Peace, who is the Lamb. You're my living God, you're my saving grace. You will reign forever, you are Ancient of Days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and Friend. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Okay, so now we have to go back and pick up the guys. All right, so let's just start from the beginning with everybody.
You are holy, you are mighty, you are worthy of praise. I will follow, I will I will bow down. me, and I will live my life for you.
And it starts over. Okay, now ladies, I really want to hear you to project it out, because I can hear the guys. Here we go.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are worthy. Worthy of praise. I will follow. I will listen. I will love you all of my days. I will say and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy.
Because that's what music does. And so that's the reason I picked that. That's the reason I didn't show you the sheet music, because it put everyone in the same box. And so now what you were doing is you were relying on what was going in here, going on up here, giving you confidence that you could actually do it, right? And it was neat, because what I already started noticing is that the level of your music now is actually starting to raise. Right? I haven't said anything to you about projecting. I haven't said it's starting to work. It's starting because you're starting to put the pieces together. Now, just think about if you didn't add the occipital lobe in there. And so, if you picture it now, maybe Father, Son, Spirit are there, and you're singing these words to them, Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, you start singing those words because they are truth, and what they mean to you, it elevates the heart worship, song worship, the heart even more, right? And so a lot of times when I lead this, sometimes I have to calm the men down, right? Because they're really getting into, yeah, Alpha, Omega, even though the ladies are singing that, right? Because it's the one time that they finally get a chance, an opportunity to use their bodies the way that God has created to put that emotion into the singing. All right, so here's a song I'm going to teach you. And this one is unique, which I love about it. It's a minor-major chord song. So the song, because it's minor, causes you to reflect in adoration, reflect about God's power. When you sing the last verse and you get to the last note, the tenors change the megahertz of the song and it becomes an adoration song. So there's just a slight, it goes to a sharp. The last note goes to a sharp. And when the tenors sing that sharp, because they're the only ones that get that note, it changes the whole meaning of that song, because you've been singing it kind of as a minor. And when they bring that last part in, the song almost becomes a song of just adoration now, what you have just sung. So everlasting God. So I'm gonna let you listen to that one. Final note by the tenor changes the whole song. So you've gone from a minor reflective reminder. But when you get to that sharp and it brings it up, I can't remember what megahertz that is that it goes into the brain, but now you get this whole feeling of adoration, joy that this God is your God kind of mentality. All right, so we go through it one more time because we've got a couple of minutes. So this time what I want you to do is I want you to, as you listen to it, I want you to start pulling your picture. I want you to start using that fourth lobe. So as you listen to it and hear, okay, maker of the heavens. So maybe you're watching them, watching God create the heavens. Namer of the stars, right? There's a name for every star out there, and there's like billions, Googles of them, right? That's how awesome that your God is. Binder of the oceans, founder of the earth. So maybe you're thinking of Genesis, I don't know, but bring your picture into view as you start listening to the words. And then when we come back through and sing them, you're gonna have that picture. Now, I think Morrison said the way that he created the song, he created to represent a tide going in and out. So in, and then out back in. So you think when you're on the ocean, you hear, comes right in, and then it goes back out. So it continues to do that through the song, kind of just like an ocean. Of course, then when you get to the end, it's going out, but then you've got that final note that just elevates where you've been, okay? So listen to it one more time.
Thank you. Myers.
Sender of the hurricane.
That's our God.
Amen.
Sunday, we'll start off with The Voice. Don't save it for the TV show, car, or the shop. All right.